Matt Allison, who serves as the Executive Director of Licking County Transit, has been named the 2024 recipient of the Licking County Public Health Guardian Award. Officials say his work at Licking County Transit has been incredible and has resulted in a dramatic increase in access to quality health care for citizens. Several area counties are receiving money to help clean up old brownfield sites. Muskingum County is getting $2.6 million to help clean up the contamination on Linden Avenue at the old Lear site. Perry County is getting over $500,000 for two projects surrounding the old New Lex Elementary School and the old Corning High School. And Knox County is getting over $100,000 for the assessment of three properties under development. A ribbon cutting and grand reopening of the Ohio Canal Greenway Trail is set for tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Officials will meet at 101 Canal Road in Hebron for the ceremony. The three-mile trail from Canal Park to Route 79 is now freshly paved and open for walking and running. The project was made possible thanks to an ODOT grant and Licking Park District tax levy dollars. I'm Eric Brown reporting. The NTSB has released parts of a report on the tragic I-70 crash in western Licking County last November that claimed six lives, including three Tuskegee Valley students. The documents state semi-driver Jacob McDonald was drug and alcohol-free during the crash. However, he was speeding, going 74 in a 70 just minutes before the crash, then failed to slow down. McDonald is in the Licking County Jail awaiting trial. Mount Vernon city leaders dedicated the year-round heated family restroom at Harmony Playground in Memorial Park yesterday. Around the city, crews are draining and getting hydrants ready for winter, as well as still picking up leaves. Workers have also been closing down certain facilities in all city parks this week for the winter. Ohio State Highway Patrol Trooper Evan Reidenbach has been selected as the 2024 Trooper of the Year at the Mount Gilead post. Fellow troopers chose Reidenbach based on leadership abilities, professional ethics, courteous treatment of others, and cooperation with supervisors, peers, and the public. I'm Eric Brown reporting. The Newark Water Department is alerting residents about a scam about fake overdue water bills. Scammers are sending an email with the subject line, "Immediate action required, outstanding water bill on your account." The notification states there is an unpaid balance and offers a link to view on the bill. Officials say, do not click on that link. They add they will only notify customers about their accounts by mail. A Columbus charter school is now suing Columbus City Schools in order to get transportation for their students. The lawsuit claims the district is breaking state law by failing to transport Franklinton High School students. Franklinton High School's founder is seeking a quick resolution to restore a professional partnership with the district. Join Lancaster tomorrow at 10 a.m. for the Festive Holiday Spirit Parade to kick off the holiday season. The parade kicks off and wraps up at the Fairfield County Fairgrounds. Officials say you may need to plan ahead for the downtown streets that will be closed tomorrow morning in Lancaster. I'm Eric Brown reporting.